from Mason City All Risk Insurance, and we're going to talk some crop insurance today, that's for sure. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. It's Thursday, and, you know, the weather has been pretty decent. It's been a little strange to deal with. One day we've got snow, the next day we got 50 degrees, and the next day we're talking about thunderstorms, and the next day we have snow, and I mean, we got to ride the roller coaster a little, but that's part of March, isn't it, Dave?
Absolutely, but any day we don't have to scoop it, that's a good day, right?
That's right. Yeah, that last bit of snow, I made a vow that I would let Mother Nature clear that off my driveway.
There you go. There you go. No, it's we're into March right now, which is pretty evident, and talking to many customers, different farmers or whatever, taking a look at their crop insurance coverage for 2022. We all know that Mother Nature has been kind of erratic, I guess, is one word to say, with wind and different things, and maybe we get some moisture and maybe we don't, and on, but it's good to see the people sit down, visit a little bit, see what we got for the coverage this year, and maybe make some recommendations of what they may want to do as far as if they want to increase coverage, stay the same, whatever. But and then be able to show them so they can put it in the budget, a cost per acre. Just good to see folks. It's that time of the year. Get that visit done. Well, we got some people, you know, they'll text us a message, ask some questions. We can respond that way. Get a few emails from folks, you know, also. But more importantly, like to see them stop in if they can and just make a plan moving forward. This is a crazy, crazy year like we've talked about. There's a lot of investment out there as far as putting in a crop this year. And we're going to have a lot of coverage out there for the farmers, too. So let's make that plan and move forward with some confidence that, hey, if Mother Nature throws us a curveball, we're going to be able to zero in on it and hit a home run. I know you're a baseball guy.
I am. I am a baseball guy. And I like the idea, too, and I'm sure the farmers do as well, when you say there's lots of coverage out there. And that just means you get different things for different people to make it work.
Absolutely. You know, one size, one program doesn't fit all. I know farmers will talk to their friends or neighbors about different kind of plans that they might have, but doesn't necessarily mean that's going to fit your operation, so that's what we like to, you know, do a little visiting and put a plan together that'll best suit your needs. It doesn't really matter, you know, about what the neighbor does. They have different situations, different expenses, different risks. So, again, stop in, see Julie or I, sit down, get some numbers. Keep in mind now, the crop insurance policy stays in effect. It goes round and around, like I always say, till you say you want out or up or down. So just if you happen to say, well, I'm just going to stay with what I had for the previous year, be nice to just give us a little heads up, and we'll take care of that for you too and give you some information about the new coverage this year, how much higher it'll be, and estimated premium. So that's what we're doing this time of year. Again, looking forward to seeing the farmers any day, all day, every day for the next several days.
Yeah, and the days go by quickly as you start to draw near that deadline, don't they?
Oh, they do. You know, whoever thought, you know, just a while back, you know, we were had a little ice, a little snow. Next thing you know, boom, we're into March. Here we are. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that Mother Nature can't throw us something and have another snowstorm. We've had them in March. We've had them clear into April, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but hopefully things will work out and we can move forward, and we'll see the farmers in the field sometime, you know, possibly mid or end of April. That's not very far away.
No, no, not very far away at all, Dave. And I know some of the guys that are just, they're kind of chomping at the bit. This is that time where they get a little anxious, don't they?
Well, absolutely. And Mo, I talk to the guys, you know, they say, hey, what are you up to? They're usually in the machine shed or in the shop or whatever, working on equipment, getting things adjusted, getting things fine-tuned. So when it comes time to go, they're ready to go. So they're not just, you know, the window, believe me. They always got something going on. And then don't forget to check in with the FSA office, too, by March 15th. They got a question for you, too, there that you should be answering. So stop in and see those folks, too. Okay?
It's kind of nice that that's all right next door to one another, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're right there in the same building and can take care of everything in one visit. So do not be afraid to give us a call, 424-0056, and make some time to just do a little quick review.
I can tell
time
you.
Time well spent.
And I can tell you, everybody, that phone does ring at 424-0056. You just have to wait until Dave gets there before they answer it.
Yeah, if you call around 7:30 in the morning, probably not going to answer it.
Oh, my. I did. I dialed it up this morning, and then I realized, now, wait a minute. I better call Dave's cell phone number so I can talk to him. So
there you go.
Oh, right. Great. Hey, Dave, have a great week and keep smiling, and we'll try to throw some good weather at you, okay?
Absolutely, Tim. Same to you, and we will definitely accept the good weather. Thank you very much.
Sure will. That's for sure. Dave, be good. Take care.